No public comments.
Okay. All right, great. And the only item on the agenda is consideration and possible approval of a resolution of the SRWA authorizing the use of digital electronic signatures and adopting the digital electronic signatures policy during either declaration of disaster or when the general manager CEO activates the general emergency plan and setting an effective date. Let's continue. Anyway.
Lucy?
President, members of the board, my name is Lucy Abnamis. I'm the Director of Communications and Administrative Services for the PUB. And we also have Nancy Thayil. She's the PUB Enterprise Contact Records and Policy Manager. On March 23, 2020, the County Judge of Cameron County issued a revised proclamation certifying that COVID-19 poses a threat of disaster in the county, declaring a state of disaster for Cameron County and setting various restrictions, including shelter-in-place measures. Additional, Brownsville Mayor Trey Mendez also issued a revised proclamation on March 24, 2020, certifying the imminent threat COVID-19 poses to the city, declaring a state of disaster to the city of Brownsville and setting various restrictions to protect the health, safety, and welfare of its citizens. The Southmost Regional Water Authority is subject to the Uniform Electronic Transaction Act, Business and Commerce Code, the Texas law that governs the use of electronic signatures. Due to the current COVID-19 declaration in place, the changing situation, electronic signatures provide a convenient, time-saving, secure way of signing electronic documents, and such use of electronic signatures will limit contact among employees and individuals during this pandemic. The item was tabled by the SRWA board during the May 4, 2020 meeting. The board requested the resolution to clarify when and how electronic signatures should be used by SRWA, as well as drafting policy and procedure documents and electronic signature guidelines for consideration by the board. The documents are included in the item for review by the board. The resolution has been revised and a policy and procedure have been drafted. The documents include the following restrictions that include the documents that cannot be executed using digital electronic signatures. Again, these are the documents that cannot be executed. So these are the limitations stated in the resolution, the policy, and the procedure. Contracts in the amount of more than $50,000, all financial transactions, any document required to accompany any transportation and handling or hazardous materials and or toxic or dangerous materials, notice of disciplinary action against a PUB employee performing tasks for on behalf of SRWA, as well as cancellation or termination of health insurance or health benefits, any document creating a new financial account or fund for SRWA or transferring funds from an existing SRWA account or fund to a new account or fund, and any document that supersedes any other system in place that already has approved procedures built in it. The resolution policy procedure also states that the only time we can use electronic signatures is when the state of emergency is declared or when the PUB general manager and CEO activates the general emergency plan. Upon approval of the resolution and policy, specific SRWA legal documents as indicating the policy and with the limitations of the policy will be executed using Adobe Sign software. So staff recommends adoption of the resolution and approval of the policy. Are there any questions?
It seems like you've got all the safeguards in place.
No, it's run down.
Yes.
I just said that it seems you have all the safeguards in place.
Yes, so we have done it. We have drafted the resolution. We also have a policy and a procedure. And Nancy Thayil has also written some work instructions for the staff, those that will be developing the document and those that will be signing the document. So we have all those in place.
Okay.
Well, did you have a question?
No, I just got on. You got a check and a balance right now?
Yes.
That's what's important.
I'm going to get the just questions. part is to...
You don't need to repeat it, Hawkins. As long as we have a check and a balance, I'm happy.
Mr. Paul, did include those items that you stated at the May 4th meeting regarding the financial transaction. And we also included that we use electronic signatures when the PV general manager activates the general emergency plan or there's a declaration of emergency. So those have been included in the resolution and the policy and the procedure.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, this was a board member.
This is board. I don't have any problem with it as it's written.
Great. Thank you. This is Jude. I concur. I spoke with John briefly last week after getting the revisions at me on Friday. Ralph, as you spoke with me on the last meeting, on my review, on my discussions with John, it looks like they've done everything that we asked them to, and they went a little bit further as well. I like the fact that this is now generalized for an emergency action plan, and the fact that we have the various systems of checks and balances. Plus, it's also been reviewed by various councils, so I do feel much more comfortable. I know some people probably thought those were relatively minor changes, but I know that there's some others that thought they were required. So I appreciate the effort, the quick turnaround by staff, and I don't have any further questions or comments. There's nothing else from anybody. I'll give it about 10 seconds here for anybody else to sign in. If not, I'll call for both of you.
So moved. Second.
All right, I have proven. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye. I'm in favor.
Got it. I have votes in favor. Any opposed? None heard. Motion passes.
Unanimously.
John, is there anything else?
Nothing else. Thank you.
All right, folks. Thank you so much for your time. I know that was a bit of a change of schedules. I'll see some of you again at 5:00. For the rest, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move. Homo.
First and second. All in favor?
Aye.
And adjourn, folks. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a great day. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, ladies.
That was fast.